faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. ...have much to do with Lois Lane's disappearance and the strangely tense attitude of the people in that area.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, it's just like having pictures of your favorite friends collecting those nifty comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because every single one of those 18 different buttons has a picture of a favorite comic strip character straight from the funny papers. Boy, will you be proud of your collection. And is it fun collecting these Pep comic buttons? There's the exciting moment every time Mom opens a new package of Pep to see which button's inside. And if it happens to be a duplicate, why, that's even more fun because then you can trade with your pals, like swapping the little moose for Cindy, maybe, or say, Chief Brandon for Superman. So hop to it, gang. Get busy on your collection. Ask Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir. That's all there is to it. You don't send in any money, not even a buck stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons. You just look for one inside your package of Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep, you know, the sunshine cereal loaded with sunny, golden toasted flavor. And Pep's got something else, too. It's got extra amounts of energy vitamin B1 and that important sunshine vitamin D. So there's lots of reasons why Mom's glad to get you some P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. When Lois Lane dashed over to cover what appeared to be a routine on-the-scene investigation for a story of an unusual drought in the Freeville area, she found herself with more than she had bargained for. And soon after arriving at Freeville, center of the newly established Veteran Farm Community Project, she was convinced that there was more going on than just an unusual dry spell. Meanwhile, in Metropolis, editor Perry White and Clark Kent were worried about a series of three mysteriously cryptic telegrams seemingly sent by Lois. But then they became really alarmed at the receipt of a fourth message, which said...
Warn you, order Lois Lane to quit Freeville at once, or suffer consequences. Signed, a friend.
Assuming his identity of Superman, Clark Kent rocketed out to Freeville, where he discovered that Lois was last seen going toward the telegraph office. Again in his guise of the mild-mannered reporter... Kent questioned Abner Sykes, the aged telegrapher, who said...
Sorry, ain't seen Miss Lane for over an hour.
No one seems to have seen her after she left the hotel on her way here. Doesn't that seem odd?
Nope.
What do you mean? She couldn't have vanished.
Could be.
Could be? Are you kidding?
Nope. All kinds of strange things happen in this town.
Now, look here, Mr. Sykes. Just what do you mean by that?
Nothing, maybe. Sometimes I just talk too much.
Well, this is one time you're not talking enough. I've got a hunch Miss Lane's in some kind of trouble, possibly something that even endangers her life.
Maybe.
Well, then if you know something I should know to help her, for the love of heaven, tell me what it is.
Don't know nothing, I told you.
You're just not talking, you mean?
Healthier that way.
Look, what's going on here in Freeville? What's everyone so frightened of?
Don't know, mister.
Okay, we'll skip that for a minute. Just tell me this. Who sent the telegrams, signed Lois Lane, asking Perry White of the Metropolis Daily Planet to order her home?
Who signed them?
They were signed, Lois Lane.
Then
all right,
she must have sent them.
Not on your life. That's not like Lois, or someone else must have done it. Now think, who else sent wires to Perry White at the Daily Planet in Metropolis?
Don't know. Send lots of messages. Can't expect to remember all of them.
Especially when it's more convenient to forget, huh?
Hmm.
I don't suppose you'd remember who sent the wire warning Perry White to take Miss Lane out of Freeville and signed it a friend, would you?
Was a friend, maybe.
Like who, for instance?
Me.
You sent that telegram?
Yep.
Why?
She wouldn't pay no attention to my warning to get out of Freeville.
Well, why did you want her to leave?
Liked her. That's why.
Oh.
Didn't want to see her get mixed up with...
With what?
Don't know what exactly.
Oh, what's going on, Mr. Sykes? Who'd want to harm Miss Lane?
Who knew?
Oh, this is driving me batty and getting me nowhere fast. Look, isn't there someone else in this crazy town I could talk to and get better sense out of?
Might try Fred Leonard.
Who's he?
Fred runs the Freeville Gazette.
The Gazette? Of course. I should have thought of that myself. A newspaper man will certainly want to help.
Fred's more than a newspaper man, mister.
Huh? What do you mean?
Nothing. Sometimes I just talk too much.
Oh, this is where I came in. Look, where can I find Fred Leonard now?
At the Gazette office. 2 blocks north, turn left.
Okay, Mr. Sykes, and thanks for nothing. That's the whole story so far, Mr. Leonard, and frankly, I'm worried.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much if I were you, Mr. Kent.
How can I help it when Miss Lane seems to have disappeared and I can't seem to find out how or why
or
when?
We'll find her, never you fear. After all, Freeville's not big enough to get lost in, you know. Well,
the point is, I don't think she's simply lost.
Now, really, Mr. Kent, what else could have happened to her?
I don't know, but I have a feeling it's something pretty serious.
Oh? Why do you say that?
Because there's something mighty peculiar going on here in Freeville. People look frightened. They act furtive. They refuse to talk.
Well, that's only because we're all worried about the drought, I guess.
Well, maybe.
After all, I'm sure you can appreciate the importance of rain in a farm community such as ours.
Certainly I can, but...
Well, then?
But I feel there's something that goes deeper than that. A peculiar unrest, a tension among the veterans who've been settled on the government farm project.
Oh, come now, Mr. Kent. Aren't you just exercising a vivid, creative imagination?
Thanks for the compliment, Mr. Leonard, but I can't help wondering why that telegrapher, old Abner Sykes, wanted Lois to leave Freeville so badly that he resorted to sending us warning telegrams.
Well, to understand that, you ought to know more about poor old Abner.
Like what?
Well, I don't like to say this, Mr. Kent. Matter of fact, I don't know how to tell you, but,
Yes?
Well, old Abner's a very lovable and harmless man who's been the telegrapher in this town for nearly 40 years.
Afraid I don't follow you.
It's just that, well, he sort of has a reputation around town for what's politely referred to as imagining things, you see?
Oh?
Yes. And so if I were you, I wouldn't put much stock in what the old man says.
But he hasn't imagined Miss Lane's disappearance. That must be prima facie even to you.
By George! Why didn't I think of this before?
Think of what?
My one and only roving reporter, Steve Larson, always knows the whereabouts of everyone in town, natives as well as strangers. Now, I bet if I locate him, he'd give us a line on Miss Lane that would remove all the mystery of her so-called disappearance.
Where can you reach him?
Well, let's see. Chances are he's at the... Hello, Madge. Look, see if you can locate Steve Larson for me, will you? Try the Hotel Central. Yeah, I'll hang on. 2-1, your troubles are over right now, Kent.
I certainly hope so, at least where Miss Lane's concerned.
What else have you got to worry about?
I still want to get at the bottom of this drought situation here.
Nothing to it, just a quirk of... Hello, that you, Steve? Mr. Clark Kent of the Metropolis Daily Planet's over here at the office. He's trying to locate that other planet reporter, Lois Lane, who's... Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. See you this afternoon anytime? That's so. When? Uh-huh. Okay, Steve, thanks. Got anything new to report? I see. No need to come in yet. Okay, so long.
Well, did he have
any... Well, your troubles are over, Mr. Kent. And like I told you, there was nothing to worry about.
Larson knows where Lois is?
Yeah, she's on the eastbound limited en route to Metropolis.
What?
Uh-huh. Had it flagged for a stop and got on board at 3:45 this afternoon. Satisfied?
No, not quite.
But look here.
There's still something fishy going on.
Why?
Because Lois Lane would never leave until she got her story.
She did get her story, Kent.
What do you mean?
She found out there's no story here except that we're suffering an unprecedented drought, so she packed up and left.
Uh-uh. No, Mr. Leonard, I won't buy that. Because Lois would know as surely as I do that there's something more than that going on in Freeville.
Are you insinuating
Please
that...
Please don't misunderstand. I'm insinuating nothing. Now, you say she boarded the train at 3:45?
That's right.
Well, it's 4:10 now. I'd better hurry.
Hey, wait, where are you going?
To see if Lois Lane is on that train.
But how are you going to do that?
You'd be surprised. So long. I'll see you again. Soon.
Leaving the Freeville Gazette's editor, Clark Kent ducks around behind the one-story newspaper building. There, out of sight, he changes swiftly to the colorful garb of Superman. And a moment later, he leaps into the air.
Up! Up! And away!
Streaking to the railroad station, the Man of Steel veers sharply. Then, following the gleaming double ribbon of steel rails, rockets eastward in pursuit of the flyer.
Will he find Lois Lane aboard? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's story. So stand by.
Say, I happened to pass the schoolyard the other day when some of the fellows and girls were swapping duplicate comic buttons, you know, from the new series that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Well, the conversations they were carrying on would sound mighty funny to anybody who didn't know about those swell Pep comic buttons. Like one fellow would say, "Trade you Goofy for Pat Patton." And then another would come in and say, "I'll take that, and I have two Superman. Who wants to trade?" And then another would say, "What'll you offer for the little moose?" Well, now, maybe that sounds like a good deal of double talk to you, but it means a lot to you fellows and girls who are collecting those exciting Pep comic buttons. Sure, because you're all mighty anxious to collect all 18 buttons in this new series. And these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere, but every time Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep, there's your comic button inside, and it's your exclusive prize. And Pep's on the exclusive side, too, when it comes to good eating. You can't find another dish with that sunny, golden toasted flavor. So remember, gang, ask Mom to get you lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
A moment ago, Clark Kent was informed by Fred Leonard, editor and publisher of the Freeville Gazette, that Lois Lane boarded the eastbound flyer for Metropolis at 3:45. Now, 30 minutes later, as Superman, he has overtaken the fast express train, and hovering over it, his X-ray vision pierces each passenger car as he searches for the girl reporter.
Don't see Lois anywhere on this train. Just to give Leonard the benefit of any doubt, I'll double-check by asking the conductor. Down to the observation platform.
Down!
You're sure you have no Lois Lane on this train, conductor?
I have no one by that name, but a young lady did get aboard at Freeville.
Oh?
Only one, too. Had his flag to stop for.
I see. Well, could you help me locate her?
Why, yeah, sure. She went right into the diner. Chances are she's still there. Come on, follow me. There she is, young fellow. Lady with a green hat, third table on your right.
I see.
That the gal you're looking for?
No, that's not Lois Lane.
Sorry. Your friend just isn't on this train, I guess.
Not really surprised, but momentarily shocked nonetheless. Clark Kent realizes more fully than ever now that the mysterious goings-on in Freeville are responsible for Lois Lane's disappearance. And for the moment, even Superman feels helpless to find her. What has happened to the girl reporter? What is behind the mystery that hangs like a heavy pall over Freeville? Tomorrow's episode is tense with drama and excitement, so don't miss a minute of it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, it's more fun than a picnic, gang, to open up your own individual package of your favorite Kellogg's cereal, pour on milk, and eat right out of the box. That's the famous Kell Bowl Pack in Kellogg's Variety. It saves washing dishes for Mom, and she likes Kellogg's Variety because it's got those nutritious Kellogg cereals that are so good for you. 10 individual packages in all, different Kellogg cereals like Pep, Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes, in a handy white, green, and red package. Just be sure it's Kellogg's. Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.